Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.2, Data Modeling Concepts. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills Data Modeling and Processing in the Data Engineering Essentials for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore key topics such as schemas, specifically the star schema and snowflake schema, the basics of entity relationship modeling, and the processes of normalization and denormalization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to apply basic data modeling concepts to design effective data structures that can support data-driven decision-making in your organization. Main content: introduction to schemas, star schema and snowflake schema. Data schemas are essential frameworks that help organize and structure data, making it easier to access and analyze. Two particularly common types of schemas are the star schema and the snowflake schema. The star schema features a central fact table surrounded by dimension tables. The fact table contains measurable, quantitative data for analysis, like sales revenue, while the dimension tables hold descriptive attributes related to the facts, such as product names, categories, or customer demographics. This design is straightforward and enhances query performance due to its simplicity. In contrast, the snowflake schema is a more normalized version of the star schema. Here, dimension tables are further divided into subdimensions, creating a more complex structure that resembles a snowflake. While this can reduce data redundancy, it may increase the number of joins needed in queries, which can impact performance. For example, in a finance context, consider a star schema where the fact table captures transactions, while dimension tables capture customer details and product information. If we switch to a snowflake schema, the product information could be split into separate tables for product categories and suppliers, adding complexity. Using a star schema might be beneficial for rapid query performance, while a snowflake schema could be used for more intricate data relationships. Basics of entity relationship modeling. Entity relationship, ER, modeling is a crucial part of data modeling that helps visualize the relationships between different data entities. An entity can be anything relevant to your business, such as customers, transactions, or products. In ER modeling, we primarily focus on two components: entities and relationships. Entities are represented as rectangles, while relationships are depicted as diamonds. For instance, in a finance setting, a customer entity might have a relationship with a transaction entity, indicating that a customer makes transactions. Understanding these relationships is key because they help you visualize how data will interact within the database. For instance, a one-to-many relationship exists between customers and transactions, meaning one customer can have multiple transactions. This foundational understanding allows you to create a database that accurately reflects real-world business scenarios. By utilizing ER diagrams, you can identify the entities, the attributes of those entities, and the relationships that connect them, helping to ensure a robust data model. Normalization and denormalization processes. Normalization and denormalization are processes that help optimize your data structure. Normalization is the process of organizing data to minimize redundancy and dependency. It involves dividing large tables into smaller ones and defining relationships between them. For example, in our earlier discussion about the snowflake schema, normalization could involve separating customer contact information from customer demographic details to reduce duplication. However, normalization can lead to complex queries, which is where denormalization comes into play. Denormalization is the process of combining tables to improve read performance by reducing the number of joins required. This is particularly useful in analytic environments where read speeds are essential. In a finance context, if you frequently access customer and transaction data together, denormalizing these tables into a single table might provide quicker access for reporting and analysis. For instance, storing a combined table with both customer details and their transaction history can significantly speed up the retrieval time for reports that require this information. Conclusion: in this lesson, we've covered essential data modeling concepts, including the differences between star and snowflake schemas, the fundamentals of entity relationship modeling, and the processes of normalization and denormalization. By understanding and applying these concepts, You can design effective data structures that support efficient data retrieval and analysis in your organization. As you move forward in this course, remember that mastering these foundational skills will enhance your ability to work with data effectively. Reflection questions: how would you determine whether to use a star schema or a snowflake schema for a specific project? Can you identify a real-world scenario where normalization would be beneficial for your data structure? Reflect on how denormalization might improve performance in your current or future data projects.